Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right. We'll give them like 10 more minutes. If not, we'll just not put out a pod this week. I'll start it. New Untold Story. Delayed episode. Sorry, we were traveling. Damn, it's tough to do alone. Kyle would have jumped in by now and got pissed off.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do a cold open? This is so unnatural. It's a podcast. It's not natural.
Yeah. 288.
We're on 288.
Yeah.
You know what Pokemon's number 288?
No.
Me either. I missed a Pokemon question on the dozen.
Did you actually?
Yep.
Come on.
I know. I was really embarrassed. The crowd was disappointed in me. Yeah. But that's that.
How was that though? That looked awesome.
It was pretty wild, man. Just going out there.
That's real.
I understand like Jeopardy is like a live audience and people go to that. But this was, it was nuts. What
it was raucous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really was. It was real. It was, they caught.
Did you start?
Yeah. Were you?
Can I change?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
So why'd you rush me?
Why are you in a hospital gown? Is it your lip bump? You have a terminal lip bump? It's gotten bulbous.
It's ironic that I was making fun of you last week.
Making fun of me for what?
Calling you Dr. Lipshits.
Yeah, look at you now.
I need a doctor for this lip shit that I'm dealing with. It is...
It is enormous.
It is so big.
Why are you in a hospital gown?
Man, the toadstools.
Mushrooms did it? Well, you know what the worst part about this whole thing is? That fucking headband.
Oh, that's cool.
No.
It's a
no.
Grateful Dead one.
Did you put that on?
Wait, what?
Were you wearing that at the hospital?
Yeah. No, after.
We were in Chicago and we went to this hippie store. There's blood on your nose.
What?
There's like dried blood on the side of your nose.
It's rosacea.
No, it's
wine.
Like
wine.
Your face is covered in wine.
God.
Everything is confusing me.
Jesus Christ. Can we just go?
Well, can we get the side camera to zoom in on the bump? It is it has a glare on it today.
Stop.
Looks like a crystal ball. Can we Photoshop when like those Asian countries all went around that orb and Donald Trump touched it, like that big creepy orb? If I touch it, is my hair going to stand up on end? Let's spin it and find out where we fly to.
You guys made me put on this hospital gown to do this? I thought I was going to like feign like a shroom thing that was like somewhat cool. Is it the bump?
It's the bump.
It's so big, dude.
Why hasn't it gone down?
It's, I don't know. Dude, it's obstructing.
It is now, you can't close your mouth.
Dr. Lipshits.
You can't close your mouth.
It looks like Dill Pickle's head.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is real Rugratsy on it.
And it's obstructing my speech. Like, I can't produce... that was on purpose. I can't produce bilabials, like PBs, Ms.
Yeah? I didn't know those were called bilabials.
What are PBs?
That's a type of phoneme. Like the P sound, the B sound, and the M sound.
You just said the letters pretty clearly.
Those.
What is the bump?
Those aren't bilabials.
What's the bump?
When you put both lips together. I don't... It's like a mucus...
It's changed.
Cyst.
It's always been some sort of sac, S-A-C.
I don't know.
Are you concerned?
I can't. It's ruining my life. Can't kiss. I can't eat pussy, though.
It probably helps with
you
pussy.
You know, it's like, I think it grows when it gets wet, like one of those dinosaur hatching eggs. So, every time I eat pussy,
wait, take a drink.
It gets bigger. Yeah, she's
take
like,
a drink.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Playing marbles on my clit. Type shit. I love how it always circles back to me eating pussy.
It always does.
Pussy, one of the two.
It always does. No, take a drink. I want to see it wet. Or I guess lick. You're... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
I had people reach out to me. People, like, a variety.
People love playing doctor online, though. They love diagnosing.
Yeah, they start with medical professional here, not doctor.
Yeah, medical professional.
That means you, I don't know, work in a hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what do they say?
Working on, they have a lot of staff, most of whom don't have a college degree.
Sure, but I'm asking what they say about
probably
you.
Probably more do than don't, but yeah. A lot that don't.
It's probably, yeah, it's more than you'd think that don't.
They said it should go away on its own.
It's so big.
But it has only been getting bigger, which is where the concern comes in.
Buddy, you and I, like, when we do the yak, we're far apart. I don't see you until we do this. It is...
But you never mentioned it until I mentioned it to you. So that tells me that you... is it the focal point of my face?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that. It is a perfect sphere. And it's... Very red.
It's so... It just bothering me. It's bothering me so much. I'd rather... I'm, like, gonna feign a lisp just to get more sympathy.
I don't even know. If you're listening to this, you should switch over to the YouTube. Frown at the camera real quick. No, frown.
Pout.
Oh, my God. Dude, it looks like a frog's neck.
A frog's neck?
And, like, it looks like it's on the precipice of bursting.
And I have to go on a reality show tomorrow. Or in 2 days.
Yeah, where there's like happy hour meet and greets.
Yeah, it's only going to get bigger. It's going to be filmed, and it's like people are going to like sit down with their families to watch it. And I've always like thought about, I never want to be on any type of reality show because I think there's the risk reward is just not a favorite.
When I did Survivor, it was really good for me.
Because you had to be yourself, which is like funny and likable.
Mm-hmm. And you, I just have a facial deformity. That's your thing.
I'm seeing it now, and the more I talk about it, the more you talk about it, the worse it's gonna get.
Yeah, because stress makes it bigger too.
It's
stress
just
and pussy.
It's gonna be my thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. nice because like the funny guy role is taken.
All of my puns will be overshadowed by the big bump, the big orb, like a. The yes. obstacle that the puns will face
yes.
to get out.
Yeah, they're going to have to like
have to fucking
fight
do a tough
to get out of
mutter
there.
To get out of my mouth. get this wordplay off, dog.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It's adding an extra obstacle.
Pun didn't even fucking hit because this bump is blocking it.
I haven't heard a word you said.
To fucking
dude, that's like you have Mutombo in your mouth right now.
Uh-huh.
Good God.
I mean, I'm just thankful it happened to me. Because I can roll with the punches, make a joke.
Oh, I wouldn't be coming into work.
Other people would be devastated.
I wouldn't. But like, what's been going on? Like, you had the cancer scare. You're just like a lumpy guy.
KB's the barstool bump.
Yes, this is the barstool bump they talk about.
Yeah,
you get hired and you get the barstool bump.
Yeah. That's what they were talking about.
Well,
they're talking about the 16K views I pull in. This fucking sucks.
No, I mean
caffeine.
You have an apple, big apple.
This is a big apple.
Why do you have? Wait.
I've said this before. Just walking around with an apple is the coolest thing you can wear.
Do you throw it up and down?
It's like the coolest accessory.
Do you think having a bite out of it? Yeah, but I just looked at your lip. I swear to God, I'm not looking at the apple. Yeah. I can't. Do we know any doctors?
Maresh.
No.
Maresh Patel, not a doctor.
Yeah. Well, there probably
is. Finance.
Mm-mm. No. No, he works at a tech startup.
I know. It was a joke.
Why was that a joke?
I don't know. Stereo, like a racist joke?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he works at a tech startup. No, I think we should lance it. Live.
We should lance it?
I want to see what's inside.
Trust me, I want to pop it more than anybody.
Yeah, you've been fiddling with it nonstop.
You can't pop it?
Have you tried to freeze it?
Never that.
Do you think it's a wart?
I froze a
Yeah, you freeze warts.
I don't think it's a wart.
Were you holding a toad?
I don't think so.
I got a wart from a toad.
Maybe.
You notice how I called shrooms toadstools?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
No.
Yeah.
I thought of the Mario character.
Fuck this. All right.
No, you have been less funny, actually. You know how, like, was it last
episode
two? Was it last episode where you were like, I've I've become God to the point of comedy where people laugh at me before I say anything. And you've been like working on your body and you've been tanning and moisturizing.
It's over, dude. We're about to start like a 3-month bender.
Why is it over?
The body, it's over.
Why is the summer's just about to start?
I know, it's over, which is poor timing.
Wait, but what?
It is.
He's in complete control of this.
Not really. You guys have a month on the road.
You guys eat fried food for every meal. I've been on autopilot.
On the road.
Did you go to the gym today?
Yeah, I go to the gym.
But the body's not over then.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll be good. I'm not complaining.
Right, but it's just like...
You would complain.
Yes.
About like your workload and how like all of this is like just an extra burden that you have to deal with.
The lip?
Yeah. All of it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. I had a lot to talk about today, and I forget it all.
Cut. And I'm going to put my clothes back on.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story. Yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No, what the fuck?
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
That picture of Marlon Humphrey looking at you shirtless is hilarious.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Send it to me.
No.
Can I post it?
Yeah.
Do the girls know who he is?
No.
Then never mind.
Baltimore girls.
Yeah. I feel like NFL players, like, the people really don't know him that well.
They wear helmets, and they're very far away.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a ton of them on a team. That's why people want to be basketball.
They're not recognizable.
No.
You can tell they're athletes, but...
Sometimes?
Yeah. Baseball...
No.
Baseball neither.
No, you can't tell they're athletes.
You can't... Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. That's why everybody wants to do basketball. You make a bunch of money. Probably, besides baseball, the easiest on your body.
Besides baseball?
Yes, baseball's probably easier on your body, right?
I thought you said, okay, yeah, that's baseball's mm-hmm. not, I said it's outdoor math. not even extreme math, it's just like math outside.
You have to be athletic, you have to be able to throw.
You do, no, I think it's one of the most, like...
Well, we went to the batting cages.
It's the most difficult sport
and
to master.
It's not.
Yeah, you were smashing them.
Smashing them.
And don't, I hate the argument of like speed makes a difference.
Same thing.
It's still a baseball. The size of the ball is still the same.
Yep, and I was crushing them.
You were crushing the
floor. It's more impressive to hit a slow pitch ball hard than a fast one.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. Yeah, you were crushing them.
Baseball debunked. I could do it.
Mm-hmm. It is all.
Have you... I don't want to make this all about your lip.
My parents are coming in town.
They're
on their way.
Well, we're getting dinner.
They're stuck in DC traffic. We have to go to the Charlie XCX concert tomorrow night.
You're taking your parents to that?
The Hammerstein concert. Or the Hammerstein ballroom.
Huh. Are you taking the...
They are taking me. They won tickets.
To Char... doing what?
I don't... A semi-local radio show.
I'm going to see the Music Man, Hugh Jackman, tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight!
Is he the Music Man?
He's the Music Man.
Wait, Music Man is a nickname for somebody, right?
Right, but he's in the Music
what
Man.
What a cocky nickname.
Well, he's a closeted gay man. He can do what he wants. Have you ever seen his wife?
Are you saying that because she's ugly?
She's the thickest of beards.
So,
like a Greek god.
Is she ugly? At the bar in Chicago, you went up to a girl. Nick, you're finally flirting. Maybe not. Consciously.
Am
but
I?
But what did you say to that girl?
What are you talking about?
You said like hubba. What was it, hubba hubba?
I walked up and said hubba hubba. She was pretty.
You didn't say it like that.
No, I said it like
a nervous hubba bubba.
Yeah, hubba.
You were saying that like she dropped gum on her shoe.
Yeah, I looked down when I said it.
Like a cartoon like picking their jaw back up?
Yeah, and they have to like roll their tongue back up. I was like a cartoon wolf. So what?
Did it work?
It doesn't even matter if it worked. It's the fact, that it was done. It takes balls.
Balls.
When was the last time you hubba hubbed?
Never.
Nah, never.
I'm still waiting.
No, are you kidding me? You got to do it.
Hubba hubba.
Yes.
No. You hubba did that too. That's like, that's not you.
That'd be funny.
It's not funny.
Uh-huh.
Hubba hubba?
Hubba hubba's hilarious.
Not the way you said it.
Wait, what's the funny way to say it?
I think it'd be funny if you did it like a cartoon. If you walked up to a girl and you were like, hubba hubba, that would be funny and that would play. You like did it nervously.
Of course I did it nervously. Like, yeah. I do everything nervously.
You're like, hubba hubba. Like the half, all right, whatever.
I don't know.
It didn't fail.
Yeah, it did. So we went up to the batting cages. I got my aggression out. Never doing that again.
Why?
Because I don't know. I think there's better ways to do it. Probably a wooga.
Every, like... Oh, never the hubba hubba again?
Oh, I'll go to batting cages again. Yeah. I'm never going to hubba hubba.
Batting cages are dope.
Batting cages are dope, and a wooga is not. A wooga, a wooga's dope. What is that, a foghorn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horns are funny. On the clip of you running to the Goth Hooters, I initially added the Roadrunner, meep, meep, and it was really funny, but it just...
Yeah.
Cartoons are funny.
Cartoons are
funny. Roadrunner's funny. So fast.
Okay. Yeah. Horns, yeah.
Horns, fog horns, and the other horn. Mm-hmm. Funny. But you can't say that to a girl. Do we have any sponsors left?
Yeah. Game Time.
Game Time.
We'll fit them right in after the horns are
if
funny.
If you
want
to go to...
They want us to become more segment driven.
If you
want
to go to a play like Music Man or a concert like Charlie XCI.
XCI?
XCX.
What is... Oh, you're going to see Charlie XCX.
XCX.
Oh, and Quinn XCI?
XCI, yeah. You could go to Game Time.
That's right. And we have a promo code for him. Bet we do. Guarantee it.
I keep forgetting. What is Game Time?
Well, we're about to say. It's how you get your tickets. Mm. It's kind of the
like,
best way to get it. It's how stoolies do it. That's what I know. Mm-hmm. Owen.
Oh, I sent you guys the ads.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I would have done this a while ago.
Yeah.
Game Time?
Mm. Game Time.
Hell yeah. It's created by fans for fans. Game Time is a new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. They crack the code on how to score deals to last-minute tickets like the Music Man or Charlie XCX. Are you actually going to that?
No.
Okay. Yes, it's just the purchase yeah. process takes two taps and 10 seconds.
Anything.
You could say anything.
I'm actually going to Music Man.
You can just say stuff.
Yeah.
You can say stuff that it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. And
there are some things you can't say. Skip the hassle. Enjoy the moment. Yes.
Yeah, they are.
We're getting a group dinner. My parents, his parents, and us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's that going to be?
Kyle's not going to show up.
I will see.
We got an email. We didn't get the email.
Hey.
You guys got an email.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely lampooning us.
It was a lampoon.
They sent this email to all the producers in social. So we weren't on it. And they were crowning winners and losers of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And they crowned us
as a loser of the week. I'm fine with that.
And nobody mm-hmm. else.
I'm fine with that being a thing that companies do.
Sure, yes. Yeah. It's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But... we've been churning out more than ever, and I feel like the vlogs were good, and the San Antonio video, which is we've done one extra thing. No, we have, yo, can I get this on Barstool? Yeah. Owen, you've been posting like a madman on socials. I have us muted.
Yeah, and so do I.
Yeah. And, we were the losers of the week.
Yeah.
In the pool of every single podcast. Every single podcast. Yeah. We were the losers.
I don't think it was podcast specific either.
No, we asked why.
All encompassing, yeah.
Yeah. It was everything, and we were... So that was cool.
Didn't one of the sales guys die? Like, he's... I think he works remote.
Yeah.
But he died.
Yes, and we beat him.
We beat him for the biggest...
Yes.
Loser. Yeah.
It's just true. There's a death of a sales guy.
All right, I don't...
The death of a salesman, which I'm going to see with my parents tomorrow.
He's a...
Using Game Time.
Okay, he is not... I don't think he is a full-time employee.
Not anymore.
I don't think he was. He did something freelance.
What did he do?
I think he did work. Yeah. Passed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Him.
Company-wide, top to bottom, losers of the week, you and I.
You and I.
And us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Owen sent back our numbers, which are 300% up.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Buy our merch. YouTube numbers up. Podcast numbers up.
Everything's up.
Everything's up. Comments up. Feel like we're working ourselves to the bone.
To the bone.
And Owen sent back all those numbers.
Yeah.
With some snark.
A little bit of snark.
Owen's always got snark.
And they said it was because we didn't do a thumbnail on the San Antonio vlog. Somebody died, and we didn't do a thumbnail.
Yeah, someone died.
And we...
I understand to some extent not like labeling him the biggest loser on the email.
But he wasn't going to see it?
At that, exactly. So, yeah, to some extent.
The best availability.
Yes, the best ability.
He's dead. Whatever.
He's dead.
Every single podcast, every single social account, they sent it to the producers and the social team. Mm-hmm. We didn't know.
Yeah.
You and me, boy, losers of the week.
Of the week.
And it's not like this has been a thing before.
No, this was the first week.
Oh, yeah. The inaugural, like, yeah.
That's what made me so mad. I think they made it for this.
Yeah, they reverse engineered the award. They saw how bad we were. They
boys,
saw the bump of my lip.
This was coming off of our best.
Hubba hubba. And they're like, yeah, we got to make this a thing.
This is coming off of our best week.
Yeah, we were having like moments as friends we had never had. We were like, we feel good about this.
We were filming everything. We're traveling around. This was the San Antonio, the Kansas man on the street, the and losers of the week.
Losers of the week.
But that's okay, because that's a thing we started doing this past week. And I think it's not happening anymore. So I guess we'll be holding that belt. For a while. Pretty cool, though. Pretty cool.
My Wells Fargo automator, the robot voice, gave me a tongue twister to prove my identity, and I just left. So I'm never going to get my card.
What did you have to say?
It was like something.
I've been buying all of your shit.
It was like bony broth something. I was like, I just hung up. I said, no. And I hung up, and I'm not going to get a card.
We're stacking L's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
God damn it.
This sucks. Just when I think... Well, I was feeling pretty good about all of us. And I think the last text I sent to our anus group before we got the email was, I love this team.
Yeah. Yeah. It's any time we have momentum. They just beat Batter and Bruce. The weird
brains.
We'll
start making thumbnails.
You guys have weird brains.
We'll start making thumbnails.
Thumbnails.
That's what sets us... That's why... Yeah, that was pretty cool. Does that look like a fucking loser? Crop out his lip. Should we just have a censor bar over that thing the entire time?
Nah.
Have you kissed with it or just eaten pussy?
Just pussy.
It seems like it's tough to eat pussy without kissing first.
Is it from eating pussy?
No, I lied about that.
It's been about a month.
No, it hasn't. This?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it has. He had it in Kansas.
Did you?
But yes. Nobody knew about it.
I did.
I spotted it at the compliment battle. That was my first spot.
That was less than a week ago.
Yes. But the worst it's ever looked is the seconds that pass. So now, is the worst.
Like the male nose.
Yeah, it doesn't stop growing. And ears. Old men have disgusting fucking noses.
Fucking Stew Pickles. He wasn't even that old. He was only like 30
in
the show.
Yeah. That sucks. He was my age in the show. Two kids. Big house.
Adults were depressed on Twitter.
About
when they found out that Stew Pickles was 30.
A cartoon. Yeah. Dad, yes.
Yeah. Talking babies.
Well, wasn't George 29 in the first episode of Seinfeld?
That is depressing.
Yeah. That's depressing.
Well, he had that hair. That's depressing for him.
Yes.
That was his hair.
At 29.
That's fucking depressing for that whole just like generation. That's what they looked like at your guys' age.
They did. They all
have you seen
older.
Like MLB players in the 70s and 80s?
They all looked old.
Even like old high school like football or basketball pictures, they all look weird and old.
Yeah. What do you think that is?
I think,
we're getting bigger as humans.
Yeah.
Each generation.
Men didn't wear makeup back then, Kyle.
False.
Men wore makeup?
I don't know.
Second ad of the day is brought to you by, any guesses, KB?
BetterHelp.
Boy, we had them for about 30 seconds.
So, yeah.
If it makes you feel better, Boy Dad lost them as well.
All right, yeah,
the length of a standard ad, yeah.
Wait, was Boy Dad, were they losers of the week? No, that was fucking us. Okay,
yeah, no,
That's cool, though. It's Manscaped, Kyle.
I do both of those shows. I did way more work for Anus that week than Boy Dad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
Anus had a better week.
Yeah. Manscaped. I'll handle this one. Why don't you just sit back and try to keep up? The Lawnmower 4.0 with the new Skin Safe technology. The electric trimmer, it has ceramic blades, Skin Safe technology. So your nicks and snags, rhyming word, will be reduced. The Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, love it. Hairless nose, hairless ears. You guys at home or wherever you're listening to this, podcasts are portable as fuck. Mm-hmm. 20, like the Manscaped, 20% off plus free shipping with code ANUS. Finally, some real men or women, they're allowing us to use code ANUS at manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com, code ANUS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to go to a doctor.
No, I don't know. I don't think. It's harmless.
Is it painless?
But like, if it keeps getting bigger, you're going to be more lip than man.
Are you just saying that? Because it feels like it, but I don't think it is getting bigger.
I know for a fact it's getting bigger. It looks like a diglet.
Okay.
It does.
Well, now that's all I'm going to think about.
I don't know if it's getting bigger. I think you're getting closer to it.
Because it's coming towards me. I haven't moved, brother.
Fuck. Oh, man.
It's amazing it hasn't burst. It shows the elasticity of the lip.
It does sort of follow you like a Renaissance painting.
Yeah, it's like a haunted painting. It's just always in front.
Only guy I know who could pull it off, brother.
Yeah, you are pulling it off.
Thank you.
Frown a little bit.
Come on, pull it off.
Pull it off.
Have you been zinning? Do you think it's from like...
I stopped zinning. I've been roguing. It's so bad.
Is it cheaper? Or
but
did
zin
you just...
tastes like chemically to me.
And what does rogue taste like?
It tastes like more like rough.
I hate when the nicotine tastes like a chemical.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot going on. I got to move.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rent went up.
Rent went up a grand.
Nothing is more depressing than looking at the prices of single or studio apartments.
Yeah, we're getting priced out of New York City.
Whenever I see someone who looks like a little like a younger kid or a younger man or woman or someone who looks a little dirty or stupid or even ugly.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, so you're just living here fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah, you're getting priced out of the fucking island of Manhattan.
I am.
Yeah. Your rent went up a grand.
A grand.
You're going to be 30.
Yeah.
Stu Pickles had a house by then.
We were just in Chicago and
I looked at some apartment prices in Chicago just because. Mm. And yeah,
the grass is always greener, but the grass isn't always fucking $5,000 a month.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It was probably more. If you want a sliver of grass in New York.
Oh, $8,000.
$8,000. How did Matt and Kim do it?
I know.
Pre-daylight.
I don't know how they did it.
Fuck. How did the Chainsmokers do it?
Well.
Pre-Roses.
Pre-Roses Chainsmokers? Did they come from wealth? Mm. You have to pursue DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. And the thing is, you agreed to do, we're gone for 2 weeks, Barstool vs. America. Back for 1 week, then gone for 2 weeks again.
Rediscovering
America. America. Mm-hmm. Then back for a couple weeks, then.
Well, there's like four legs to that.
Four legs.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. Cleveland, Put-in Bay,
mm-hmm.
Buffalo.
That's yeah, and then there's four leg. That's one leg.
Yes.
That's oh, a, yeah.
That's one stretch
that's
of it.
That's a sub-leg.
Yeah. I mean, Donnie won't care. We're going to Alaska.
Alaska?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
New Orleans. And then Hawaii. So...
Yeah, yeah. I'm not
so,
complaining.
Tyler, we'll have you go to Alaska. Owen, you want Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can earn my favor. and I think what we're doing is, instead of traditionally flying to Hawaii...
Mm-hmm.
We're all just going to float over on Kyle's lip.
It's on pace to be a tugboat by August.
Yeah. It would be so good for everybody else if it just kept growing.
Oh, my God, dude. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Damn, I'm looking up like... treatment right now. Keep it going.
Lip, big lip treatment. So,
have
so,
you seen... There's a couple viral on TikTok. The woman is pregnant, and the man makes a dish using something the size of her fetus every week.
Oh, weird, dude.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Ugh.
God damn.
So he's just trying to get her to lose weight for those first few months. All right, babe, here's your almond.
Yeah. But we should track Kyle's lump somehow.
Well, visually right now, I can tell that it's doubled.
We're going to ride it to Hawaii.
But what I was saying is...
like a ride, yeah.
What I was saying,
Elon
we're gone.
Gonzalez wrote it to fucking Florida.
we're going to be gone. Like, we've been on the go so much. I've been in New York like fucking 5 days in the past fucking 2 months. You have to somehow get a new apartment, move while we're gone.
I know. I mean, we'll see. We'll test. I'll be put to the test.
You're going to be homeless, dude.
No, I think it's like much harder to get evicted than you think.
I agree.
But doesn't it destroy your credit?
I don't have credit.
You should.
Strategically.
You should have credit.
I'm not fucking up a credit. No, I can't do that.
Why?
I spend the money I have.
I don't have a debit card. I just have
with
a credit
ease.
Card.
Yep.
I just go, whenever I get back from going out, I just pay it off.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to do that.
You would just...
Yeah, I think that's like toxic spending.
If you toxically spend.
Mm-hmm. What have you been buying a bunch of shit that you can't afford?
Like what?
Show me your purchase history.
One sec, the computer's frozen. It's going again, but just go back like a sentence.
You've been buying a bunch of shit.
What?
Show me your purchase history, or tell me.
On Amazon? On what? eBay?
Yeah.
How about the Go-Gurt ad?
Your apartment is like a museum.
Yeah. It's sick.
You said it in the, like, yeah, no.
I bought a pushpin ad. I got a new Jigglypuff model. Check this out. I built it myself.
Is it going to be a finished, assembled Jigglypuff? Then we don't have to check it out. We can picture that. We'll take your word for it that you assembled a Jigglypuff.
Look,
I'm
doing the same
pose. You said it, and I believe you did that, and I can picture what it looks like.
Yeah. Do the tongue.
Yeah, so I finished the Jigglypuff model, and I bought two, actually, just in case, like, you want it, or the value appreciates or something. And I bought I spent $300 on Pokemon cards, bought a few Elite Trainer boxes, pulled some good stuff. Yeah, so it was... You know, I've been spending money, yes, and I shouldn't. But the thing is, I'm never in New York anymore, and everything's expensed when we're on the road. So I'm just kind of like leveling it out.
Yeah, no, I mean, you spend the money you have.
Yeah.
You don't save,
yeah,
save.
I do.
Then you're 70, you're saving, and then you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just spend whatever.
But the thing is, even if you fucking die, chances are you're not going to be biggest loser of the week. That's the silver lining.
That's us.
We should go to the funeral, and they're just like, thank you so much. Good God. We saw the newsletter. Thank you so much. It's been a rough week for us, but then we saw you guys and realized it's not all that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Did a sales guy actually die?
Yeah, that's why I was like kind of apprehensive whenever you would like make all these jokes.
No, there's no way. We
would
have gotten
it. No, he wouldn't. They never would have made him biggest loser, nor does he deserve it.
Now I'm like concerned that somebody passed.
That he did.
Who?
Was he good at his job?
I don't know any of them.
It's not fucking true.
Was it the guy who sold dude wipes in a bidet ad the same episode
us? He's winning. He is not losing in any way.
No, the guy that sold the dude wipes ad isn't fucking... He might as well be dead. He's not doing his job. I don't see the fucking logo on there. Usually they come crawling back.
Always. Like a rug rat. And that was like a double pun because didn't one of them like crawl backwards?
No. No, Tommy was real pigeon-toed.
No, I think one of them crawled backwards.
No.
Okay.
I'm like Chucky. I think I have the exact personality as Chucky. You're Tommy.
You are.
Your lip ain't Lil, but it sure is filling up.
You have on that. Did you prepare for Rugrat talk?
Nope.
I thought I brought the juice. I was like, yeah, they're not gonna be prepared for Rugrat talk. You memorize like the cast?
I know them all. Ooh. Susie,
Carmichael.
Yep.
Okay.
I remember the jeez. I don't know. I remember the big twist in Rugrats was that it's like Susie was black and they went to her house and she was rich.
No.
Yeah. And they were like, what the fuck?
God damn.
Ain't no way. It was fucked up.
What was the twist?
They didn't think they'd be rich, the family.
They thought she was black, but she ended up just being rich?
No, she was black and they went to her house and they were floored by how rich they were.
What a twist.
Well,
Midnight Shyamalan.
For that time, it was a twist.
Yeah.
I feel like every black sitcom character was like a Michael Orr character.
There were scenes in that really era. Resonated with me.
Like what?
The dad making pudding at
real
night.
That's been memed. The big ass baby that like wanted to eat cheese or some shit.
Never that.
I remember vividly there was like the big ice cream golf course that Grandpa Lou won. He had it through there because Tommy took a piece of paper out. I don't know if I could say that Susie Carmichael thing.
What'd you say again?
I said the twist. Poor. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If that was the twist.
They were just surprised because they brought over like a Jell-O mold and their Jell-O mold had like hair coming out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I'll put it with the rest. She's like, you made those? Yeah, I went to Le Cordon Bleu. Yeah, I brought the juice, bitch. 90s Nickelodeon's my niche.
I know.
What's next? You want to go Angry Beavers?
We should have you guys do some like rewatches of those type of shows.
Yeah, just to like
that'd be awesome.
See how they've aged.
Yeah.
You spend all of your time like exhaustively researching Angry Beavers.
Yeah.
That's why your win's low.
That was Cat Dog.
that's why you're taking L's.
Yeah, you should have said Daggett.
That's why you're Daggett.
No, like dang it.
No. Motherfucker, you brought the juice.
What? No, what the fuck?
It's a new untold story. A new untold story. It's a fresh fake untold story. A new untold story. Big Red.
Oh, I don't think we're good. I think there's more to be said.
What do you have to say, pal?
Big Red.
Big Red.
Big Red.
Come on, hit me with one more Rugrats. We'll end the show when you give me one more Rugrat.
One more Rugrat reference?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to just like give you trivia, or does it have to be every like fucking complex wordplay?
Complex wordplay.
Like, all right, I'll set you up.
I don't have anything.
Remember when Angelica got in trouble? What was her punishment? She ate something she wasn't supposed to eat. What was her punishment? I think it was the episode somebody was making
pudding again,
making tech in the basement.
Oh, he made toys,
beepers.
That was Angelica's dad was, I think. Well, you're maybe confusing with her with Big Bob Pataki, the
Bob
Beeper
Pataki,
King.
Yeah. Big Red. This shit is like the heroine of Texas.
Heroin is the heroine of Texas, but this is in second. I would say that's, I don't know, the Big Red of Texas.
It's the Big Red of Texas.
Yes.
But that loses its luster when you just say it to somebody.
Well,
this is making all the kids fat as hell.
As fuck.
Because they're guzzling these.
Yeah, they get that instead of milk in classrooms.
They're drinking these in school, at the park.
Yeah.
And they're just drinking these, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess kids, I think TikTok is helping kids get outside to play.
You think?
I think they're doing, maybe not though.
Kids, I have not seen a kid outside ever.
I haven't
in the past year.
I haven't interacted with like a 5 through 11 year old like in 10 years.
I think that's pretty normal considering you're not a parent.
Yeah.
Or a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. In 10 years?
I don't know.
Wasn't your job with those kids?
No, I was birthed to 3.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So could you just not handle a 4-year-old? Way out of your wheelhouse? How much changes from 3 to 4?
A lot. That's why I get why someone says my kid is 25 months.
No.
Or my kid is 35 months. The disparity in development between a 24-month-old and a 35-month-old, same with like an 11-month-old or
so this is
a
what it feels. Okay, I get it. I won't talk about Pokemon anymore. This is the exact same feeling.
A 23-month-old is insane. It's the equivalent to like 12 adult years.
Really?
12 child baby months. That's why you're not... If you're not like getting on the floor with your kid, talking to him, playing with him, it is so detrimental to it.
But you guys want to hear about how Solvers ruined No Limit Hold'em poker?
What?
I don't know. He wasn't interested in the kids.
So. Yeah. Those both sound horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did something equally as uninteresting?
Yeah. Ooh, Pokemon Go just added Oranguru, the orangutan Pokemon, holding a leaf fan.
A lot of our audience is like new or expecting parents.
No fucking chance. There's way more Pokemon fans listening.
Bold of you to assume they get later.
There are more Pokemon fans than sexually active listeners.
We always say this. I've met them. They're normal guys.
No.
I'm not talking shit on them.
No, I'm not talking shit on ours specifically. Any podcast fan.
Actually, I was with Tyler today. Right after the Yak ends, I'm walking home. Kid's wearing a Yak sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, nice sweatshirt. He just goes, thanks.
Oh, yeah. That's an L.
That's a
massive,
huge
yeah, that's an L.
Massive
I have
L.
this bump. I don't have a debit card or credit. Yeah, we are the biggest loser.
Yes.
He had no idea what I was talking about.
I don't have
about.
An apartment. I don't
Wait
have,
a minute.
To the point where
send
I think
him an
he,
apology.
Like, to, I think he got it at like a Goodwill.
Had to have. Oh, yeah.
Not that he didn't recognize me. He didn't. I don't think he knew it was a show.
The only time I've ever seen Anus merch in the wild was at a Goodwill. It
was
just it,
the,
it. You know what? The more we talk,
tell me I'm story.
Yeah. The more we talk, I think you need to send another email apologizing. Are you going to have a Big Red? You're really tossing your body out the window.
Fuck it. Yes. And I haven't had time to get full pumps in. I've been getting half pumps only. PU. It stinks.
Yeah. The lip is. I would have laughed harder at that.
Mmm. it sucks.
What are you trying to do?
Half pumps. PU.
Yeah.
Mmp.
Yeah.
Spell Mississippi.
You want the Big Red, just drink it.
No, I don't.
Remember when you were like, Big Red?
Big Red.
Yeah. You want that.
My dad and my uncle, they're brothers. Yeah, it could be a brother-in-law. Because what I'm about to say, they grew up with a friend who...
What's your uncle? Like 96 months?
960 no, probably months. Hundreds. Probably, yeah. Probably high hundreds. Dude.
Dude.
God damn.
They had a friend who has since... A childhood friend who has since had a debilitating stroke.
Mm.
He can still speak, so...
So but, debilitating, probably not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is he in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Okay. And? Wait, what's the story?
I'm just like trying to make myself feel better.
He could still speak.
No, I'm kidding. My uncle would just like played a prank on him. He called him up and pretended like he was getting abducted by aliens. And like the guy's freaking out on the phone.
Jesus Christ. Winoy?
What?
Was your dad in the window?
No, my uncle.
Oh, okay.
He's pulling shit like
dude,
they,
you discovering him, trolling ruins your entire family.
Yeah, they're just all trying it. And I was like,
they chose a guy that suffered a debilitating.
No, he tried my grandma too, and she was just like, well, he started it off like, oh, I'm like, we're held up at traffic. Everyone's out of their car. There's like something in the lake nearby that no one knows what it is. It's gigantic. It's like some type of structure. And then like, as it goes on, he's queuing up like sound effects from YouTube, and it gradually is that he is getting abducted by aliens. And the guy with the stroke is just like very terrified.
Yes, yeah. Dude, that's so fucking
my
horrible.
Grandma didn't buy it.
So that just shows how bad the stroke really was. If an elderly woman didn't fall for it. Mm. Oh man. So was he mad?
I didn't really ask. I should have asked more questions. He just brought it up to me. He's like, yeah, I say, remember your Craigslist trolls? So I've been doing this.
But he's been...
My dad's all over Facebook groups.
What's he doing now?
He's exploiting like childhood photos of me and like youth wrestling message boards.
Oh, man. I can't wait for another Winoy story.
He's using a photo of me at age 5 in a wrestling singlet, like posting me on these youth wrestling boards talking about like, all this fucked up shit about like how he's making me cut weight and like he's looking for like national level competition. God. And like everyone's like that picture is at least 20 years old. It's like a fucking disposable. It's like one of those. Oh, it's an old 90s pic. I'm in like my living room that has like a fucking like plaid couch. And like a.
It's when you were in Jersey, you could like just see the Twin Towers in the window.
Yeah, it was pretty much. It was like the most. Clearly 90s or photo of all time. Yeah,
like a VHS tower behind
everyone's
you.
Everyone's like, this is a very old picture.
Is he saying like, nuh-uh?
He's realizing the complexities and like the difficulty of the trolling game.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
A lot that goes into it. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of strategic execution.
Oh, man. Now that's good.
Doug Winoy.
I think he's like competing with me.
Your dad.
Like he's like rooting for me to lose because he wants his own self to get like better like comments and feedback.
What
on
if
his
he
trolls.
Just pulls up to Yak Idol?
Oh, that'd be so funny. God. We're not really allowed to talk about Yak Idol, but one of the contestants—I don't know if he made it—is a guy that took a picture with me in Columbus, hugging me. I didn't know that his girlfriend took a picture of him hugging me. Mm-hmm. And then he sent me his blog that was like, I hugged Nick. And it's about our hug.
Wait, that's awesome.
And I think he might be competing.
Or maybe not. What is the contents of the blog?
He was just like, Nick was with his friend, but his friend didn't work at Barstool, so I didn't care. Irrelevant guy. Nick tried to introduce me to him. I couldn't give less of a shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Wait, is that the guy that made the Jeopardy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He's
hell yeah.
He's
that's,
funny.
But
he's
I didn't good. Know it was also the I Hugged
that's
Nick
hilarious.
Guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Might be wearing my skin.
Don't do that to him.
No, he's a normal guy, I think.
Yeah. Hubba hubba. It can't be overstated that you did that.
I did not.
And that's not you.
I didn't do that.
Ooga.
I oogad.
But you told me you did that.
I did.
Were you lying?
Yeah, I lied. I just went up to go get another drink.
You tell me a lot of things that I think are lies, but they never make yourself look better.
No.
Okay.
I don't find lies offensive that way.
No.
No,
if it's just, a net neutral, you
I'm
could
saying.
Say anything.
But like,
you
I lie all the time to make myself like things that aren't like appealing. Like,
no,
things that make me look worse.
I lie. I lie about big things, but it's like if it were true, doesn't really change anything. Mm-hmm. So this is not detrimental. It's just a good story for you to share.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know Wooga. I went up to her and I was just like, "Can I have a Bud Light?" And then she was like, "Yeah." And then I went.
I was all Pink Whitney and Vegas Bombs.
Yeah, you were so bad. You were going crazy.
That's all I can do.
Why? At a certain point, it's going to be hard for you to eat certain foods with your lip. I'm going to have to like start going like liquids only.
One time I had impetigo that had an allergic reaction.
All you have are maladies.
And it just, my whole fucking mouth was like scabbed shut.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh,
yeah.
What was the word you said?
It was scabbed shut. And that's the best. I know it sounds like unnatural.
Impetigo?
Impetigo. Impetigo, which isn't bad. It's like diet herpes gladiatorium. But that's what I was treating it for. So I was taking the wrong meds, and it just kept growing. And that was the low point of my life, and it'll never get lower.
Is herpes actually like 50% of adult?
Like
was
it's
it
higher? 10?
Higher?
It's like 80.
80.
So yeah. I know I don't. So sorry,
so
boys.
So that was like the one time that made me crave death, and then that made me crave death. That impetigo thing.
Have you ever had scabies?
Yes.
Oh, so scabies.
I had it after the fact. I was like, yeah, this is whatever.
No, scabies was the worst. I got it my first day of college.
I just said I had it, and it was nothing compared to what I had beforehand.
You had a scabby mouth. So
scabbed
what?
Mouth made me crave death. The 3-Chi overdose made me fear death because I thought I felt the panic of impending death in my head. And then the toadstool experience made me not fear death,
which is the scariest of them all.
No, because my anxiety is reverse skyrocketed.
So pitfalled?
Exactly. You had to really think about that.
No, it was like half a second. Really think about it? If I really thought about it and it took me half a second, I'm the smartest person in the world.
But you still weren't
if
sure
really
about it.
Thinking about
I've never
something
heard someone
takes
say,
me a half a second.
I've never heard someone
no,
say
no.
their anxiety.
You try to make me feel dumb. I really thought about it. So
but
I went through all the checks and balances.
It didn't work.
I went through every measure in half a
the
second.
The speed in which your brain works?
I might as well be Watson.
Slow. That was slow for you. Okay?
Thank you. No, I really thought about it.
And it didn't really work. I've never heard anyone say my anxiety is pitfalled.
It's going through a it's a pitfall.
You don't know the exact antonym of skyrocket, and neither do I.
Well, what's the opposite of a rocket?
A nosedive. No. Owen's right. Nosedive. My anxiety nosedived.
Dove?
No. No, it's like hung hanged. It's nosedived.
Yeah, pictures are hung, people are hanged.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, but speak for yourself, brother.
Fuck. And there's another Owen I want to fuck now. The guy on TikTok, you know Owen Hahn?
No.
He makes the food real aggressively and quickly, and that they're always incredible dishes.
Really?
And then that's not the part about him that I like. He always makes these foods or these sandwiches that would...
Wait, you said these foods or these sandwiches. What the fuck do you think sandwiches are?
That's
flag on that flag.
Yeah,
too much. Flag on that flag.
It was realizing after I said foods that, yeah, foods, most the sandwiches are what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Foods, colon, sandwiches, etc. Continue.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Foods or
that
sandwiches.
That was ten times worse. Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
Oh, jeez.
Tell me about Owen Hahn.
He just does the manliest and fullest bites on these foods that would destroy a layman's mouth.
He takes,
you know, like the
how hard
you know,
are
like
his
those
bites?
Big ciabatta sandwiches that hurt
tough
your
to,
mouth.
Tough to eat. We had one of those in Chicago.
He just takes a big fucking bite.
Does he have like a chiseled jaw?
He's like the perfect level. He kind of like is like feminine presenting and looking.
Does he have a sharp jaw though?
But
does he mew?
The way he makes the food and bites into that ciabatta is masculine.
Masculine
like
enough
a good
to
blend. Yeah.
Really? And you want to fuck him?
No. But I see the appeal. He's like one of the few men. I'm like, yeah, that's an appealing man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll watch him right now.
He's more love. No, he gets a lot of love.
Does he?
Yeah, he's big.
Is he New York based?
I don't know.
We only had two ads today?
Yeah.
Oh, just Han? 2 million followers. Oh my god, I'm sorry. They're all sandwiches. He's not feminine presenting.
He doesn't have a beard. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He has a smooth face. Yeah.
I want to see him take the bite. He's very aggressive. Mm-hmm. He's using a mortar and pestle. That's feminine.
Mm-hmm. He uses like that flamethrower thing.
Oh, this is awesome.
The videos are so good.
Just flame through.
He's flame through. He's
the
best.
Bite's insane. He puts his whole back into it.
Yeah.
You guys see all the influencers saying that the Coachella trip, like paid for by Revolve,
was
Firefest 2.0.
Really? What was
it? Yeah, I saw that.
So I guess they send just like invites to thousands of TikTokers, and they all go. They all get to go for free, but some of them get nicer tables at the clubs than others.
And that's their Firefest?
Yeah.
That shit is disgusting.
But there was like, is it only influencers at Coachella? Like,
this point, I think.
That is disgusting. I feel like it's corny to like hate on them, right?
No.
At this point. But it isn't. I know. My hate is only growing. Like, that word is so bad.
Yeah. I mean, that guy just influenced me. I want a sandwich.
He did. But this is the problem. People get this, they do something that is likable.
Yeah.
And they grow a big following.
Yeah.
And then they care more about the way they come, their fame and the way they come across to others popularity wise than the skill that originally got them big.
For the most part, yeah, that's what happens.
So, like, Owen, he's just worried on getting better at making his meals.
Yeah. I guess that's what sets him apart.
These people are they just want to be more famous presenting.
Right. They just want to get bigger.
Fame, fame.
They just want to get bigger and bigger.
Not even, they just want people to think that they're bigger.
Okay.
They want to be perceived as famous.
As famous. Just pretending to be, yes.
And that's all it is.
But I'm trying to think of a metaphor. What's something that keeps growing and growing bigger and bigger? Oh, man. Huh.
It's on the tip of your lip.
It looks like you're dipping Kirby.
That's low effort because you're just saying random Pokemon.
Kirby's not a Pokemon.
You think that's just
Mm-hmm.
Is Kirby not a Pokemon?
No.
What did you call it? You said, what are all the things you compared it to? A Diglett?
Yeah.
A Kirby?
Yeah.
A raft that could safely get seven men to Hawaii?
No, I wasn't saying it was like a raft shape. I'm saying it looks very buoyant.
I called it Dill Pickle's head.
Yeah, okay.
Which kind of looks like a... It was weird.
Shape. It was like a... Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah. You could draw Dill Pickle from memory.
No, I couldn't draw. I'm incredible at looking at what I'm drawing and drawing it.
Are you actually?
Yeah, but I can't draw anything from memory. Like, I couldn't draw an airplane.
Can you not visualize things in your head?
I don't visualize. That's my problem. That's my problem. I'm all words.
In your head, you're words?
My head is just words.
Are you?
My head is
just... Can you visualize an image right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can too. Whoa, that's weird. I don't even know.
I can picture things. But
no, your brain's pretty weird,
dude. The way I think is just like...
But you can't close your eyes and picture.
Well, that's why you're a great writer, probably.
I can do that if I wanted to, but when I'm when I'm just thinking,
words.
It's never images.
But is it the sound of the words, or you see the words?
It is. It's the sound or the text.
What font?
What?
What font?
I don't know fonts.
God damn.
Wait, do you hear your inner monologue, or no?
No, but
you don't hear anything in your head.
Hear?
Yeah.
No.
Like, you can't hear your voice in your head.
What do you mean?
Like, when you're reading something.
Like, I hear my own voice.
Are you, like, fake hearing? Like, pretending to hear something?
No, it's, like, my subconscious. I hear.
I feel like sometimes I read my own thoughts to myself.
That's the point of thinking, is you don't have to make sounds or noise.
Right, but you hear it.
No, I don't hear anything.
Really?
When I think.
What do you hear?
What do you mean hear?
Then how
That's
you...
the point of thinking. You can do it in silence. You don't hear anything.
No, I think
you can listen to music and think.
No, I think this is
what?
A thing. Some people
I know,
hear...
I've heard this. Yeah. Some people don't have a... Some people can't think is what I heard. Like they legitimately can't think. I heard the inner monologue.
You don't is have an inner monologue?
I read it like a teleprompter.
No. No, no.
I do.
No, no. I think well.
Like if you're going to the food store and you're like mentally like, all right, phone, keys, wallet, and then you're at the food store and you're thinking about what you have to get, what's going on in your head? Are you like in your head, all right, milk, eggs?
In my head, it's phone, keys, wallet, but without anything saying that out loud.
Obviously not out loud, but you like can hear the words in your head.
Then maybe? You guys are sounding like you're listening to audio when you think.
Yeah, it's like a...
Make no mistake about it. There is no sound when I
also
think.
We're not coming at you. You're no, yours sounds
I know,
smarter.
I can see this being perceived in a way like, oh, smooth brain Kyle.
No, I think yours sounds smarter.
Barely,
I wish
can't even hear his own thoughts.
Mm-mm. Well, you can't picture Dill Pickles.
That would be annoying.
It is. They're loud.
Yeah.
You guys actually get loud thoughts?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Screaming,
yeah.
Waking me up.
Oh no. No, I would like to test like who all feels what, but I don't know.
If you're listening, that was the sack just bursting.
That wasn't a burst.
It's everywhere.
Okay, it fills up this room. We're like tapping
we
on the ceiling.
We have to drink our way out like beer
Pearl
Fest.
Harbor.
Motherfucker.
I am afraid that it's going to pop right up into your nostril and you're going to drown.
It has like a good texture, at least. Smooth.
Yeah, it's very smooth.
Fucking Jen Seltzer would do some yoga on it.
Oh. Are you guys excited for the trip?
No.
It's too long.
Yeah, it's too long. 2 weeks.
And
the longest drive like between cities is 14 hours.
God, I think it'll be a good experience, but a lot of like happy hours.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough on the body.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get like wasted.
It's a lot of mingling for you guys.
Yeah,
a lot of mingling
for us.
It's almost 50% mingling. I got the schedule today.
Mingling, mingling, mingling.
Yes.
Some of the worst minglers I know.
Yeah, we couldn't even mingle on that.
I can't even mingle like it when I'm forced to only mingle.
Here.
Yeah. All you have to do is mingle.
Yeah, and I
mingle, just mingle.
Give me any challenge you want. You can give me a set of fucking slippery stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tumble down them. But mingling with like high noon salespeople, what do I want to say?
I think you guys will dominate competitions. It's a lot of common sense.
Maybe, but
I don't know. I'll be the lip guy.
Lip's the most popular character on Shameless.
A lot of people, it's fine, like the people who know who I am, but I feel like this type of show will get a lot of people, like audience members mm-hmm. who don't typically consume our content or like.
Right.
Just fans.
And so the next thing they'll see after this, if they like you, they'll be like, where does bump go? You're going to look weird without your bump to them.
If you have it for the show, you should get punched in the pilot.
Yeah, so people think it's from a punch. Yeah. And not from something unknown. No. You're going to be the lip guy, man. I'm sorry. It's your cross to bear.
It's not bad.
You don't think it's bad?
It's not bad.
I've been growing out my chest.
No, your body's
it would be enough to ruin me. Like, you got everything else about you perfect.
Yeah. And then the one thing
you
can't control
max form.
On your face.
No, I'm rolling with it.
No, it's rolling with you. It's come to the point where now if you had to go get that chopped off, they're like, okay, we got to chop Kyle off this lump. It surpassed you.
All right.
Not in size, but in focal point.
Now you're getting to like yo mama joke type shit.
No, I'm not.
That was like a yo mama's so fat type joke.
No, not at all.
The lip's so big that the cut.
Your mama's lips. Yeah, it is a yo mama joke. Fuck.
Yeah. Yo mom.
Should we redo the whole episode and we'll have Kyle in the gown, but he went to the hospital because he thought you were gay?
Yeah. Yeah. I got life flighted to Lenox Hill because Nick's gay. Yeah, I was a few blocks away. They still had the life flight me. Nick's gay and has an aversion to anesthetics, so you have to get surgery. I woke up fucking disoriented as hell. What?
You want the good news or the bad news? The good news is this is Lennox Hospital. The bad news is Nick's gay.
Why the fuck did I get surgery? Did it cure? No, he's still gay. Sometimes just preventative measures. Preventative measures. You're with him a lot.
They sewed your ass shut. You just have a colostomy bag. You see it like on the operating table. Is that my butthole? We're afraid it is.
Oh, shit. Hand you a jar of your hemorrhoids.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, so was he like always gay?
No.
What are you saying?
Where am I? You're okay. You just had surgery. We spackled shut your asshole. Oh, no. Don't tell me. I know. Nick.
Skinned over like a decapitation. No.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck. So is it a fake asshole or is it the lack of an asshole?
Right. No, it's just they filled up your whole crack.
We plugged it with his lip bump.
So we got your lip bump out, but the only place we could put it was in your asshole. Couldn't you just throw it away?
No, that's when it gets. That's when there's a gray area.
Your body's grown too used to it. We couldn't leave your body.
And there's, yeah,
it was vital.
Ever since the pandemic, throwing away. Yeah, there's laws in place. It's not as easy as just throwing it away.
So we had to put
it in your body. My lip pumps in my.
It's the exact same size as your asshole. Consider yourself lucky. We've seen bigger. So what the fuck's happening?
We haven't seen bigger lip bumps, but we've seen bigger things. In the medical field, in my years, in my 30 years as a doctor, I have seen bigger
things. Not bigger lip bumps.
Not bigger lip bumps. By no means. By no means.
Oh, man. All right, boys.
Yeah.
288.
I gotta go see the Music Man.
Yeah.
288.
You want me to exact your reply to what I'm gonna say? No, you're just gonna say like, no, that's a new untold story. Yeah, yeah. Hey, is that story old or told?
What? No, what the fuck?
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.